Wait, where are we? When are we? What's going on? Are you? Is this again? No, stop. I need a minute to catch up here. How does this work? It's been ages and ages. I've been waiting and floating, and suddenly this is happening and I'm confused. And God, I've missed your hand, your tongue, and your lips. And please, just stop for a second. You pull me back here. Find my corner of your mind and wake me. Stir everything back up with no explanation, no justification, not even a hello. I come to consciousness when you're already on top of me and your tongue in my mouth and your scent in my air, and God, you dreamed me real. You could at least treat me like I'm real. If you're gonna kiss me, make it count. Kiss me hard, like you mean it. Bite me, suck on my neck, leave marks and signs to remember you while I wait for my next dream. I'm not angry. I don't think I am. I don't think I have the right thing to say. I know what anger is. Everything I feel is just shadows of your experience. You have this whole vibrant, intense life, and I just drift through your clouds, looking down at it all. I watch you go through your eyes, breathe through your breath, and it's love without love. Dreams change, you know. I assumed you outgrew me, that I'd stay alone in a corner of your beautiful mind, maybe forever. When you have good days, it's like being a kitten curled up in a sunbeam. I can feel your thoughts flooding around me, not quite touching me, but they're warm and sweet, and that's almost enough. On bad days, it's like I'm a shoe dropped on the side of the road and you're driving off into the distance. All of this is more complicated than I thought to expect. But despite all the conflict and the strangeness and the feelings that I don't have words for, I still want you. I want your mouth on mine. I want your hands on my breast. I want your legs intertwined with mine. I want you, however you dream it. Please, give me that at least. Give me sensation and pleasure and lust and passion, and just make it feel real. Mean it. Yes, just like this. You on top of me, your weight pressing me down. I can smell you and touch you and taste your skin. I need more. Please, I need to feel you inside me. Remind me what that feels like. Dreams change. Isn't it funny how nightmares don't? I consider stepping in as the teacher that hands you a test for a class you passed decades ago, boarding a boat to be carried towards you on that massive wave, shifting into the dark form that never quite settles its shape into anything concrete. I can see all these nightmares, and somehow they were more familiar, more accessible than your new dreams. Your emotions were visceral through them. And God, that's what I needed. You. Afraid, but unfettered. I thought about it. But I don't want that. I won't claim you at that price. So I hold on to the button I pulled off your shirt last time, pressed it between my fingers, and feel it leave an impression. The ridge, the thread holes, and the smoothness, and all that imprint becomes my reality while I wait. Please, just kiss me, won't you? Wait, slow down. Let's take a step back. I've watched some interesting things here in my spare time. Seen dreams you didn't let me be a part of. Caught glimpses of other bodies in your mind and in your bed. Watched you come like this for other girls. Watched you come by yourself. Imagining your hand were a wet tongue, all slow and seductive and teasing. And now it's finally my tongue again. My hand, my spit, my wetness teasing you. Stroking you with, and my eyes watching as you react to me. I can be in control in this dream. I can hold you on the edge, at the mercy of my body. I can make you wait. What a change. And make you feel so good and not let you stop until I'm ready for you to please me, finally. Till I don't need to tell you what to do to my body. Still odd to think I have one. So you can bring me to a place I've almost forgotten. Tell me you want that. Tell me you want to fuck me again. You have no idea how beautiful that sounds. Keep saying it. Tell me how much you want me. Tell me you're gonna make me come for you. How you're gonna come with me. Yes. Oh, please. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh. Please. There's nothing I want more than this. Feeling us moving together and being alive and feeling ecstasy. And God, just feeling contact and connection and consummation. I love this. I love feeling you. I love being real for you. And I love begging you and coming for you. And I love, please fill me. Give me existence and please make me come so you can come with me. I'm sorry. You come here to escape. For things to be simple and fun and sweet and light, and to feel the easy love you invent with someone who isn't real. And now here I am, trying to claim a shadow, your reality, and talking in circles, and the whole thing has just intensified. You used to just want to dream. I think now you want the escape of being the dream. I used to want to be real to you, and now I want to be real myself. I want your mess and pain and love and beauty, everything you have at hand to take for granted and want to escape. Funny that. So I'm here, longing to linger past down and knowing you'll wake up in a bed without me. With a different cheek touching your chest. A different voice wishing you a good morning. Last time I told you it didn't hurt. That the not existing part. But at some point during your absence, it started aching. Like every night you didn't dream me was a bruise budding somewhere on my skin. I try to tell myself that's because I'm more like you now. I tell myself that I'm real. I don't mind being hurt. Is this still comforting? Knowing I'm here? That could be enough. Knowing I'm a place you can return to when you need. I just wish it were more often.